Blog Talk Radio.
You want to talk about, feel free to call in and let's talk about it in the chat room. Or you can also find me on the personal Facebook page. Reverend Squirrel is the place to go on the Facebook, and you can make any comments, ask any questions you want to ask right there on Reverend Squirrel Facebook page, and I'll be more than happy to answer you. A lot of stuff going on tonight that we're going to hit on. Let me grab up the big notepad right here. Oops. The medians are looking at me funny already. I keep trying to get the medians on the air, but the medians are like, I don't think so. And all I can say is,
be that way.
All right, let's get the notepad. Let's talk, see what's going on. Some of the highlights in the news so far today, or at least stuff that caught my eye, Pennsylvania judge has denied Jerry Sandusky a motion for a new trial on his abuse allegations. Once again, Jerry Sandusky has been denied a request for a new trial, which all I got to say is, yay, you perverted, filthy pedophile SOB, you deserve everything you get. I hope you rot in jail, you sleazy scumbag. Okay, I can get off that soapbox now. Anyway, Jerry Sandusky, go rot in jail, you pedophile creep. Wait a minute, I got a spray on my deer antler spray. Hold on a minute. Use of deer antler spray is running rampant. First, there are reports of Ray Lewis using deer antler spray to heal his shoulder and elbow and stuff that he hurt during the season. And now, it's even expanded over into pro golf. Pro golfer Vijay Singh has admitted that he used the deer antler spray. I have no idea what the background on this stuff is. All I know is it contains an ingredient that has been banned by all major sports leagues, NFL, NBA, you name it, it's been banned. So if you're using the deer antler spray, you better knock it off right now or else you're going to get in trouble. I've already threw my big box away that I had, so... Anyway, in a shocking move, Memphis Grizzlies have traded Rudy Gay to the Toronto Raptors. All I can say is, when did that happen? When the trade didn't go through, when did Toronto get a basketball team? I knew they had one, but then they've kind of been the cellar dwellers, so I didn't even know Toronto still had a basketball team. But anyway, Memphis Grizzlies, they're kind of redoing the team, doing a major overhaul, and they've pretty much gotten rid of everybody who was somebody, or whatever. So anyway, we're anxious to see what happens with the Memphis Grizzlies as they go forward from this point. Tomorrow, PGA, the rowdiest, loudest hole in golf comes into effect this weekend. Tomorrow starts the Waste Management Phoenix Open and the famed number 16th par 3. If nobody has ever paid attention, the players love this hole because these fans, some of them, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, little liquid encouragement, as they would say. But, I mean, this hole has seats. It's a par 3. I think it measures around 175 somewhere, depending on where they have the pin and where they have the tee box, the tees located. But this has been voted the loudest hole in professional golf. Because they know their etiquette, they know their decorum. When you're getting ready to tee off on that hole, they know to keep it quiet. But I mean, once the sound of that club hitting that ball, they get loud, they get rowdy. If the ball goes in, they're whipping and whipping it up, going crazy. And if you miss it, they are booing you out of town. So, and like I say, the golfers on the PGA Tour, they love this hole. They love this tournament. They love this particular course. Best memory, it was a Tiger moment, so blame it on Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods hit a hole-in-one. I forget which season it was, but Tiger Woods hit a hole-in-one on that number 16th. And Tiger Woods said his ears hurt for days, just as loud as that hole got. So, anyway, we got that going on. NFL star Randy Moss has loudly declared that he is the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game. Randy Moss, I have two words for you. Jerry Rice. Randy Moss, you cannot carry Jerry Rice's jockstrap. Randy Moss, you think you're the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game? I got money that says I could put you on the same field as Jerry Rice today, and Jerry Rice would catch circles around you, boy. So you just better take your big punk ass mouth, back to the hood wherever you came from, and shut the hell up, because you ain't crap compared to Jerry Rice. And that's going to lead to my poll question tonight. Who do you think is the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game? You can go on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, put your answer on there. You can come into the chat room that we have set up on Blog Talk Radio. We want to give them a big shout-out. You can give your answer there, or you can call in. The phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. So that's pretty much the headlines that caught my eye. I mean, I know there's more stuff out there, but that's, like I say, that's pretty much the stuff that caught my eye. So it is what it is, Wednesday night on the Greg Squirrel Show. I want to give a big shout-out to Arkansas School of Martial Arts, North College, located behind Sonic, Fayetteville, Arkansas. If you're wanting to learn some good self-defense, learn how to protect yourself in real-world situations, go talk to Marty Carroll and the boys and girls up there. He's got a great staff up there at Arkansas School of Martial Arts. I mean, this place is going nuts. They've actually had to divide up into two. They were one big room, but they've had to divide up into two separate rooms so they could have more classes. That's how packed that place is. So go up there, check it out. Uh-oh, God, we got Christian Cage on Earth. Christian Cage. He wishes
He was Christian Cage. What's up, Christian? What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know that the richest talent money can buy couldn't help but calling in to the Greg Squirrel Show, which happens to be the fastest 30 minutes in internet radio.
And
how are you tonight, sir?
I am doing. Don't you have a show tonight or something?
I normally have a show, but them old people over there decided to run Christopher Cash Cage off of his own show. They took it over. So you know something? I decided I would call in and grace you with my presence.
Really? Okay.
To answer your poll question, I'd have to say T.O. is the best wide receiver.
Oh, my God. Cage, you are crazier than an outhouse rat.
He might come
in 10th or 5th, but I'm sorry. Jerry Rice is the man. Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders when he was playing offense. But T.O., I mean, I love T.O. He was an ex-Cowboy. Don't get me wrong, but he's still not up there with Jerry Rice. I mean, you look at all the NFL record books, and I guarantee you 75% of the records are still held by Jerry Rice.
Well, that might be. In your book, Jerry Rice, in my book, T.O. But you know something? Christopher Cash Cage did not come alone tonight.
Uh-oh.
No, he didn't. He is joined by none other than Fury from Tennessee.
Oh, shit.
Hey!
I see the ratings for the Greg Skrull Show, the listener viewership taking a big nosedive tonight. I hear radios turning off all across the internet.
What's wrong with the Tennessee girls?
What?
I don't think it was you. I think it's because Christopher Cash Cage is on the show.
Well, Fury is a little under the weather, so for him to do this and not exactly know, threw it off guard. So excuse me for being a little sick.
That's all right. Stuff's going around.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for bringing me on, and I'll let you get on with your own with your show, and I'll just sit back, I'll relax, and I'll pipe up if I want to. But I would like to take a few seconds out a little bit later and plug a show that I'm going to be at personally.
Right, you got that show Saturday night down in Alma, Arkansas that you're going to be at.
Yes. I will be at Southern Alliance Wrestling, or SAW. SAW presents the first annual Groundhog Stomp, a benefit fundraiser for the Alma Boys and Girls Club in Alma, Arkansas, none other than Christopher Cash Cage will be there, along with his Mob Scene Mafia member, the greatest wrestler Saw has to offer, Dustin Anderson.
Oh,
well, you wish. You only wish that you were there.
Hey, let me tell you something, you little pencil neck geek. With one arm behind my back, I could still kick your butt around the world 6 days a week and twice on Sunday. So you
Why don't you just show up down there in Alma, Arkansas?
I may be fat. I may be out of shape. I haven't stepped foot in a wrestling ring in 3 years. But I guarantee you, I can still get the job done all night long. You can ask any girl in Las Vegas, Nevada about that. Woo!
Woo, you want to know something?
I can book his honey in.
You know, she probably could, but you remember, Fury, you're on Cage's payroll. And who knows, Greg Squirrel might just end up on Cage's payroll. That's beside the point. But let me get back to the show. February 2nd, the Groundhog Stomp, none other than a guy that you know real well, Greg, will be there in the Hillbilly Heartthrob, Big Bubba Hall.
That's
a former tag team partner of your former tag team partner, the late, great Adrian Steele. God rest his soul. Also going to be there, none other than Slug, Voodoo, the return of the New Age Cowboy, Duder Green, and the guy that I'm going to Alma, Arkansas. I'm flying in right now at 35,000 foot from the great land of Japan back to Arkansas. I'm going to be touching down here soon to grace all of Arkansas with my presence. I will touch down, and I'm going straight to Alma, Arkansas to take out none other than the outlaw Brian Black. But, Greg, that's all I've got. That's all I've got. And I want to thank you for letting me call in and plug that show. And I'll be back tomorrow night with that little geek, the outlaw Brian Black. I'll bring him back, and I may have a few others come on with me. So tomorrow night you might have one heck of a show.
All right, Motormouth, you just call on back in any time. Fury, sorry he kept running his mouth and you didn't get a word in, but you can call in any time, too.
Oh, I'm used to it. Remember, I am on his payroll against my will, but I'm on it.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Why do I let the freaks on my show?
I don't know.
Who's on the phone line with me?
Is this the Greg Squirrel Show?
Yes, it is.
Greg Squirrel, this is your good friend, Brian the Spartan Pappas. How are you, pal?
Hey, what's going on, big man?
How you doing? What's happening?
Oh, man.
Good show. Very enjoyable.
Hey, you know, it takes all kind of freaks to make the world go around, and I get the freakiest of them calling in on this show. I can tell you that. So I'm down there in
Arkansas, Greg.
Oh, things are great. What's going on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I heard the wrestling and stuff, and you mentioned freaks. I thought I might mention some, shift gears a little bit and mention some boxing, being that I'm a boxer. As you know, you've announced for me before the best announcer that I've ever had the pleasure of being announced by, you know, when I fought down in Arkansas.
I
want to talk to you about boxing in New York and boxing in Arkansas and all in the, you know, in this great country
right.
of ours.
You've got this little thing going on. Apparently, you've had some misjustice handed out against you the last time you fought up there in New York, if I remember correct. And, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Pappas, they call him the Spartan, and this guy knows how to get the job done. You know, I've had a couple of cousins who were in boxing that actually stepped into ring with Bryant. And, I mean, I've seen Bryant take some shots on the chin, and he just sit there and laugh at his opponent. But I saw some pictures from Bryant's last show, and all I can say is if the other guy's gloves weren't loaded, there is something wrong with this scene.
Oh, yeah, that's thanks, Greg. You know, I know something was wrong, and the bottom line is they never should have used the gloves. The gloves that the guy used were... They were, seemed to me, bag gloves, and they were bag gloves. But the problem is the gloves, they couldn't have used those gloves because the promoter didn't supply the gloves. You know, and I know when you fight in the ring and boxing or even UFC and MMA, you get gloves from the promoter. That way you make sure nothing's wrong with the gloves. There's no funny business going on. And we get the gloves there, and the promoter gives them out to the fighters, and the inspector's there from the commission. Well, what happened in this case is they gave my opponent a pair of gloves, and he said, I don't want to use those gloves. I brought my own from home, which is illegal.
See,
cannot do that.
See,
it's not the rules.
Right, and that's where not only the sanctioning body, that's where the promoter should have stepped up and said, well, this ain't happening. You either use the gloves we provide, or else you can turn around and walk home with no money in your pocket right now.
That's what any normal, reasonable person would have done, but you're dealing with a boxing commission, and we got bad apples up in New York, and I understand there's a bad apple or two down there in Arkansas in the commission now, and unfortunately they don't have Mattingly working down there. I really like Mr. Mattingly. He was good, but they got that Lydia woman there. She's no good. She's no good down there.
The Antichrist herself, there have been some great potential boxing promotions and MMA promotions leave the state of Arkansas because this woman, ladies and gentlemen, if you have to deal with Lydia Robertson, I feel sorry for you because this lady will practically make things up on the fly.
Yeah, she's no good. Lydia is no good. She was a promoter, I understand. She got someone killed in a tough man. She got someone killed in a tough man. And she's promoting boxing. She does tough man. She got someone killed. And now she is on the commission. I don't understand. That's a conflict of interest. And it is probably illegal.
But it is. It is a conflict of interest. And that's been my point, you know. And I've mentioned this. I've been to Arkansas Athletic Commission meetings, and I have brought that point up on more than one occasion, that what is this woman's qualification to be the head of the Athletic Commission due to the fact that her background has been in tough man competitions where these guys don't train. You know, you take Jilly Joe Jim Bob, who walks in off the bar right down the street, and you look at the numbers, the number of fighters that have been killed in her tough man contest here in Arkansas in the last 5 to 10 years compared to the number of fighters in boxing and MMA that's been killed, and the numbers all point right back to her tough man contest. And so, you know, I agree with you. This woman should not even be in that position because her experience has been with, outside of the experience that she has gotten since she's been head of the Athletic Commission, all her previous experience has been with tough man competitions. And on more than one occasion, I have heard her say that as far as she's concerned, there would not be MMA or boxing in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah,
she's
a paid politician. I don't know what she gets paid for other than take people's rights away. Lydia Robertson is no good. I tell you, I mean, I don't live in Arkansas. I love Arkansas, the natural state. I love to fight down there. I love to visit there. I love the people of Arkansas. It's like a second home to me when I go down there. Everybody's just very, very nice. A big change from New York. And I love New York, but Arkansas is a great place, and to have somebody like Lydia Robertson in charge of protecting people and providing for their safety, when she got someone killed, it doesn't make sense to me. I thought, you know, we had that kind of stuff in New York with our corrupt New York State Athletic Commission, which is just the most corrupt commission I can imagine. But Lydia Robertson, she almost takes the cake. She's right there with them. They gotta get rid of her. Somebody should write a letter or something.
Well, we are trying. I mean, I have personally, myself, I've written every state senator for Arkansas. I personally have wrote Governor Mike Beebe in the state of Arkansas. So I know that they're aware of what's going on. So it's just a matter of time to see if they do anything about it.
Right, right. Hopefully soon, because one more person getting seriously hurt or killed is one too many in my book, and I'm sure you feel the same way as well. And it's a shame Lydia Robertson is even in charge of anything, much less protecting the safety of fighters. I mean, she does tough man. She promotes tough man, and you know what? That's fine if you fight tough man. No problem with that. But she promotes tough man, but then she wants to be on the commission, and then she got a guy killed. I don't get that. How can you have that person in charge of safety? I mean, why don't you have somebody like a promoter like Stacey Goodson, who's done over 50 shows and never had an injury? That's the guy I want in charge of safety. did over 50
right.
shows in Arkansas. Did shows out of state. Never had an injury. I mean, that's my guy,
well,
Stacy Goodnight-Goodson. He should be in charge.
Well, I know for a fact there's some good guys coming on board with the athletic commission. James Bond, he is a former trainer out of Fort Smith, and I know he is now working with the athletic commission. So hopefully, with James getting in there, hopefully before long, some of this stuff will change.
Yeah, I know they got rid of the one kid that was there. That was under Liddy. I don't know who he was to her, but obviously these people have some sort of political connection. The same way in New York, you know, you give money to the Democrats or the Republicans, whoever happens to be in power, and they reward you with a job. You can be, you know, somebody who doesn't know anything about boxing, like you know, the woman that's in charge of the New York State Athletic Commission, Melvina Latham, her, you know, she was a judge. And how was she appointed a judge? Well, by her own admission, she was appointed a judge because her husband was a ringside physician. I don't know if she
right.
coached any amateurs or not. I don't think so, but she makes dresses and shoes. She's a fashion designer. And now she's in charge of the New York State Athletic Commission. So,
right.
yeah, you see where the problem
judge.
Is here. See where the problem is. It's very bad. They're very corrupt. People don't know what they're doing. And when you catch them, like I caught them with the thing with the gloves, I caught them. I got audio. I got everything. And there's stuff on tape and witness statements and the New York State Inspector General's investigating these people in New York, the commission. And I said to him, listen, just give me a no contest. You hurt me. You got me hurt. It was your fault. Give me a no contest. I'll rematch this dude with actual gloves you're supposed to use in a boxing ring.
Right.
And we'll call it even because I know I'm going to beat this guy. I beat him the first time. You didn't want to give me a decision because the judge is in New York. Something about the air in New York. I think it affects the eyes, or maybe these guys didn't bring their glasses and seeing eye dogs to the fight. But
right.
it's a shame that New York, one of the supposedly most progressive states, has the most injuries and the most corruption. I mean, you have the Joey Gamacho, Arturo Gatti weigh-in fiasco, where Gatti never, and I like Arturo Gatti, I like him a lot. And his trainer was my trainer, Hector Roca. And, you know, he didn't weigh in. The guy didn't weigh in. And he put Gamachi in a coma. He destroyed Joey Gamachi. And, you know, then you have the thing with BTF in Scotland and Kelly Jones, George Kelly Jones, where everybody's screaming. He fought on the Intrepid in New York, the big aircraft carrier, and everybody's screaming, stop the fight, stop the fight. And, of course, you know, the referee, Mercani, didn't stop the fight, and BTF in Scotland was killed. He died. And then you have all these types of injuries, like Yuri Forman taking a beating on one leg versus Cotto. And meanwhile, Mercanti Jr., another referee that's very inept, is coaching him basically from the corner, and he won't stop the fight. So the New York State Athletic Commission is a mess. But, you know, I go down to Arkansas to get away from stuff like this. But now with Lydia Robertson there, it's spread, you know. I mean, I'll go down to Arkansas and everything's, you know, it's a different atmosphere in a good way from New York. People are personable. People know what they're doing. Everybody wants to help you. And the Athletic Commission was so positive and so good, I wouldn't mind going down with 10 to 15 guys from my job as a police officer in New York. We would come down and we had a great time in Arkansas and eat at the restaurants and enjoy the scenery. And now I can't go down there because you can't have shows with this woman there. She's hurting the economy. You know,
right.
in a state with a depressed economy like Arkansas, like New York, like all the states in the union now, you don't need a person like Lydia in charge. She's a plague and she needs to
right.
be excised. Like a cancer
hey,
from the commission.
Yeah. Well, hey, Brian, I got one more caller I want to get to. I would love to have you call back in.
Absolutely.
Next time you have time to call in,
sure
in let's talk about this some more. If you can do that, Brian, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, Greg. Absolutely. Good talking to you, pal.
You too, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. Who's my next caller on here? Sorry getting so late getting you on here. Who do I got here? 213-6781. Are you still there? All right. Well, we lost that caller, and I don't know if Brian is still there. Brian, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay. Well, my other caller apparently already hung up. But, I mean, there's plagues everywhere, Brian. And so, you know, I definitely want you to call back in, like I mentioned, and talk about this some more. So great hearing from you, my friend, and we're definitely going to talk about this more. You're welcome to call back in anytime you want to.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the fastest 30 minutes in internet radio is gone. So we're in the run over time now. I don't know if the show is still going out over the internet, but we're going to get Bryant Pappas because what's happening up in New York is a travesty. It's not much better here in Arkansas. But if we can get some people on this and get this taken care of, we might be able to fix some things. So join us right back here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, we will see you later. Goodbye.